This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, October 5th. Well, wheat markets last week had an impressive run. We were up 34 in Kansas City. Minneapolis was just up 2. Chicago was up 29. Corn up 14. Soybeans up 18. So clearly, the grain space was on fire last week. Hedge funds have poured into those markets. Minneapolis is the only one that they're actually a net short in. So there was quite a bit of aggressive buying by the funds, by those trying to take advantage of a weather situation, which in October is extremely rare in the wheat complex. The dryness in southern Russia continues unabated. It looks like the weather forecast that last week had called for chances of rain in the two-week outlook. Now that we're coming into this week, those are pretty much being removed. So now we're looking at least 10 days, if not 2 weeks, of more dry weather in the key southern region of Russia, which is, again, where most of their exportable supplies originate. But this takes us into late October, and it's getting to be pretty late for them to be seeding and at least have the crop decently established before winter. So all kinds of scenarios come into play here. The first and foremost would be just simply a drop in acres. The other is poor establishment. If you get a harsh winter, which Russia is known for, then you just multiply the odds that you're going to have significant drop in production out of Russia next year. And this follows a year this year where they were almost back at record high production. And those numbers keep getting bigger. So you have a situation where you have huge stocks in Russia, and it looks like we'll continue to see aggressive exports there. At the same time, you're looking at a very real possibility of a much smaller crop next year. Producers there they're kind of on the fence between, you know, as any producer would be, between waiting for the rain to seed or go ahead and seeding and pray for rain. But either way, they're holding on to old crop stocks. And that is supporting domestic cash prices in Russia, and it's there by default supporting world prices as well. Now, FOB offers out of Russia are steady this week at around 237. They've been there for about 3 weeks now. So, you know, the farmers holding on obviously is a big deal there. But again, they've had a near record crop and they've got an abundance of spring wheat. So it's not like there's a shortage of wheat, not only in Russia, but in the rest of the world as well. What's also going on is we've got dryness that has been lingering here in the U.S. southern and central plains. That could accentuate the drop in planted acres that we've been seeing over the last several years. So we're looking at a similar situation going on here for hard red winter wheat. And of course, Russia also grows a hard red winter wheat. That's why I think Kansas City has been able to continue its premium, well, not premium, but at least reducing the discount against Chicago and remaining the leader on the upside here. It's a drop in hard red winter wheat plantings and therefore stocks on top of tightening stocks from old crop here in the United States. In addition to that, we've got obviously good moisture conditions in the Midwest, other than the far western Midwest. But for soft red areas of the Midwest, we've got plentiful moisture, we've got early harvest going on, and we've got some price structures that would pay for producers to plant soft red wheat this fall and then reseed to soybeans next year. It's not an uncommon rotation there, and the economics call for that this year. So there's the market starting to price in a notable increase in soft red production for next year and a notable drop in hard red. So quite a different fundamental scenario that could play out over these next 9 months. And so while I've been talking about that spread for months, the KC versus Chicago, we've seen it perform over these last couple of months pretty well. And I think the Julys are a good position to be in. They're not going to have as much volatility in the market. December will probably be your leader if you continue to see dryness here in the U.S. and in Russia. But over the long term, I think the Julys will really accentuate again to the upside if you certainly have production problems that continue to develop in hard red, with the new crop trading at 45-cent discount to Chicago, the KC discount to Chicago. That is something that you could easily go back premium. Normally, Kansas City carries a notable premium, at least 50 cents, if not a dollar, to Chicago. And it's been discounted to Chicago for a couple years. So I think with the fundamental structure, I think already showing that it's going to be significantly different for next crop year, that's a position that you could start to be in, or even the Decembers. The carry in the spread from July 21 to Dec 21 is only about 3 cents, where the carry on the board itself is about 13 to 17 cents, depending on what markets you're looking at. So you can take advantage of that as well. So there's a huge amount of opportunities here in the market. And I think it comes down to the spreads. Minneapolis just been clobbered against Chicago over these last couple weeks. That's going to straighten itself back out as well. Some of that is a big U.S. spring crop and, of course, a big Russian spring crop. But Russia doesn't export spring wheat. So I think that, you know, the hedge funds have been piling into the wheat market. They're gonna go to Chicago or Kansas City. They've been trying to sell Minneapolis, but it's a thin market, and it's tough to really lean into that market. But nevertheless, I think once we find our top here, and I think it's close, we are into early October. Normally, the seasonal spread seasonals would take us into late Sep, early October. I thought our high was here a couple weeks ago, but obviously that's not the case. But I think we're very close here. And whether you get the plantings or not in Russia, you can only take this market so far. Just around the corner, you're going to have a massive Australian crop being harvested. Soft wheat, all going to be aiming for the Southeast Asian markets or potentially into Egypt. And Russia's not going to like that. They're going to have to compete head-to-head with Australia, who's looking at their second biggest crop ever. So this is massive coming, and they're hungry for exports. After having had three busts in a row, they're now looking at just a monster crop. That's going to pressure the Chicago market. It's going to pressure world prices. And again, they're going to be harvesting here in just a couple weeks in parts of Australia, but certainly by early November, we will be seeing Australian wheat into the world pipeline. So we want to take advantage of this weather-driven run, again, which rarely happens in October. Selling old crop, pricing new crop, these are opportunities that don't come along very often, and the market has given us a huge opportunity to do just that. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.